You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on April 25th, 2025. There are 3 days left until the 2025 Canadian federal election. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to episode 16 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU Athletics, edition of SFU News, feature on the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Enforced album, A Leap Into the Dark, with Deadly Intentions. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised. That was Deadly Intentions from Enforced album, A Leap Into the Dark. Next up is Boy Scouts Spellbound. The tune is After Dark. Could you just just bear with me for a few more seconds. I will turn on the tune. I would like to comment on SF Athletics at this time. The Red Leaf softball hosted the St. Martin Saints for a doubleheader on April 19th. In Game 1, where the first pitch was at noon. Okay. Game 1 had its first pitch at noon. In the bottom of third, with SFU up 2-0, Janik Balkayan hit a double which played at Christine Davyduke, followed by another double by Lauren Luchtigheid, which played at Christine Davyduke, Janik Balkayan, and chased the St. Martin Saints starter, Chloe Lebrington, part of a 6-1 barrage in the bottom of third. Christine Davyduke started the Red Leafs' attack in the bottom of fourth with a solo home run off the Saints reliever, Keegan Norfleet, part of a 3-run SFU fourth inning, who obliterated St. Martin's 9-0 in 4.5 innings, as the Red Leafs were led by Christine Davyduke, who went 3-for-3, 2 runs scored, 2 runs batted in, Lauren Luchtigheid, who went 1-for-3, 1 run scored, 2 runs batted in, and Janik Balkayan, who went 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored, 1 run batted in, as the starter Monica Bork threw a 5-inning complete game shutout, improving her record to 11-4. Meanwhile, the Saints starter Chloe Lebrington was torched for 6 earned runs in 2.2 innings pitched, as she only got 2 outs in the third before getting pulled, as she suffered her third loss of the season, with the record going down 16 with the record going down to 16-3. Game 2 between St. Marlins and SFU started at 1:56 p.m. at Burnaby Speedy Field. After the Saints went up 2-0 in the first, Christine Davyduke gave the Red Leafs a 3-2 lead after a two-run home run off the St. Marlins starter, Bridget Johnson, who also yielded a two-run double to Cadence Dobranski, which played at Jenik Balkayan, Ray Bates, to cap off a five-run SFU first to go up 5-2 on St. Marlins. The Red Leafs broke the game wide open in the bottom of second as Cassidy Affeldt hit a three-run jack for a 9-0 lead over the Saints off a second pitcher, Amanda Peterson. SFU hit two more home runs in the bottom of second, started by a two-run round tripper by Abby McGlynn and another two-run home run by Cassidy Affeldt, both off the St. Marlins third pitcher, Keegan Norfleet, to cap off an 11-run assault in the bottom of second, tying for most runs in an inning during the NCAA era to lead 16-2. However, the Saints scored four runs in the third, followed by another five runs in the top of fourth. Let me look. I could have got the third home run wrong. Let me take a look. Just a minute, please. Because there were two. Let me look. Yeah, it was actually just a bit of place. Cassidy Affeldt hit two home runs in the bottom of second for SFU. Now to the Saints' assault as they scored four runs in the third, followed by another five runs in the top of fourth, capped off by Kekai Schultz's grand slam off the Red Leaf starter Nevada Johnson as St. Martin's trailed SFU 16-11 by mid-fourth. However, the Red Leafs scored two runs in the bottom of fourth and ended the game with one more run in the bottom of fifth for its second straight call game win over the Saints. A 19-11 barnburner for a doubleheader sweep at Burnaby Speedy Field. St. Martin's was led by Kekai Schultz, who went 3-for-4 with two runs scored, five runs batted in, as the Saints' second pitcher, Amanda Peterson, took the loss after surrendering seven earned runs with just two outs as her record fell to 7-4. Meanwhile, SFU was led by Cassidy Affeldt, who went 2-for-4, two runs scored, five runs batted in. Christine Davyduke, who went 4-for-4, three runs scored, four runs batted in. And Abby McGlynn, who went 3-for-4, three runs scored, three runs batted in. The Red Leafs second pitcher, Alexander Nazarov, earned the win as she yielded just two hits in 1.2 innings. In the relief of the starter, Nevada Johnson, as SFU punched their ticket to the GNAC Championships. On April 21st, which was Easter Sunday, both Red Leafs golf teams started in their respective GNAC Championships, both at Coeur d'Alene Resort Golf Course in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, with the men's tiffing off at 7:30, followed by the women's at 9:53 a.m. On April 22nd, both SFU golf teams completed their respective GNAC championships, both at Coeur d'Alene Resort Golf Course in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, where the men's tipped off at 8:30, followed by the women's at 9:25 a.m., and both won their respective GNAC golf championships. First with the Red Leafs men's, who fired 7 over par 859 strokes over 3 rounds, 10 shots ahead of the runner-up Western Washington Vikings, where 5 teams competed. SFU was led by Dansby Carswell, Max Corcoran, both of whom fired even par 213 strokes, a 3-way tie for second, with the third golfer Nick Ennis of Western Washington 6 behind Ben Mulder of Northwest Nazarene, the individual crown winner. The Red Leafs, who followed Dansby Carswell and Max Corcoran, were Brendan O'Brien with 5 over par, 218 strokes for 8th, Danny Im with 6 over par, 219 strokes, a 2-way tie for 9th, shared with Casey Gaff of Northwest Nazarene, and Justin Bjornson with 9 over par, 222 strokes, a 2-way tie for 13th, shared with Peter Dion Yar of Western Washington. Now to the SFU women's, who fired 31 over par, 607 strokes over two rounds, four shots ahead of the runner-up, Western Washington, where six teams competed. The Red Leaves were led by Mira Minhas, who won the individual crown after 3 over par, 147 strokes, one ahead of the runner-up, Christine Cho of Northwest Nazarene. SFE Red Leaves, who followed Minhas' individual crown, were Dana Smith after 6 over par, 150 strokes, a two-way tie for third, shared with Laura Lee of Western Washington, Iggy Ferguson after 7 over par, 151 strokes for fifth, Sua Park after 15 over par, 159 strokes for 16th, and Anaya Bundle after 16 over par, 160 strokes for 17th, as SFU won both 2025 GNAC Golf Championships at Coeur d'Alene Resort Golf Course in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. On April 23rd, the Great Northwest Athletics Conference announced their men's track and field all-academic team, where the three Red Leaves made a cut. Mitchell Gibbs achieved a 3.97 GPA. Aiden Good earned a 3.45 GPA, both as business and economics majors. The third GNAC all-academic honor for both Gibbs, Good, and Braden All attained a 3.26 GPA as a business administration major. Three events are on tap today. It was a track and field event. I'll be just mentioning the scores right on the fly. This will take a while because the event started at 10 a.m. Just a minute, please. Just looking at the women's shot put. There's nobody there. Men's discus throw. Just bear with me here because this, I'm just mentioning scores right on the fly here. See women's high jump. There's no SFU. Men's javelin. Oh, Jared Chong hurled 62.85. I think that's meters in the men's javelin throw open Friday. And the men's pole vault. There's nothing there. Women's high jump. There's nothing. And the, let's see, women's long jump. No SFU competed. The men's high jump. So there was one person who competed for SFU in, let's see. I don't know the actual name of the event. So it's Western Washington. Pee Wee Hayes House Open, Dr. Ralph Vernicia College and Western High School invite in Bellingham, Washington. So there was one SFU competitor on record, Jared Chong, no relation to myself. Oh, also Lukea Smith Mildonik ran 16.24.83 for 8th in the men's 5,000 open run. In the women's 5,000, no red leaf. In the men's 10,000 open run, 10,000 meter open run, nobody from SFU competed. The Red Leaves won the men's 4x100 relay as the quartet of Liam O'Donnell, Josiah Benson-McCoy, Adrian Law, and Jacob Hall dashed in at 40.72. Sander women's no relief. In the men's 800 open, there was an SFU runner but did not finish in top 8. In the men's, in the women's 800 run open, nobody finished in top 8. the cutoff for points. In the men's 200 open, yeah, nobody finished in top eight either. In the women's 200 open, eight competed. No, just a minute. It hasn't happened yet, but SFU runners are competing in it. In the men's 200, okay. Men's 200, in the, okay, the Red Leafs are competing in both men's and women's 200 open, with the men's being finalized. But no Red Leaf finished within top eight. Also, the SFU Red Leaf softball are in a doubleheader against Western Washington. They dropped the first game 5-0. The second game, which started at 2 p.m., just bear with me here. The Red Leafs are down 3-0 in the top of fourth.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the current softball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. A few minutes ago, I said Great Northwest Athletics Conference, but it is the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Western Washington are first at 18-3 conference, 33-10 overall. St. Martin's second, 12-7 conference, 27-12 overall. Simon Fraser, third, 13-8 conference, 22-20 overall. The first three teams clinched GNAC championship berths. And the rest. Northwest Nazarene are fourth at 11-10 conference, 23-20 overall. Montana State Billings, fifth, 8-11 conference, 13-26 overall. Western Oregon are 6-6-13 conference, 13-33 overall, and Central Washington are last at 4-20 conference, 6-32 overall.
Hey, this is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UPass and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Welcome back. The third act is All of Us in One's Marriott Contender. The track is Seven Flames. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised. Just bear with me here. Sorry, I just have to change things on the fly. Now here is All of Us in One's Marriott Contender. The track is Seven Flames. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
Yeah.
Welcome to the second half of episode 16 in the 2025 Steve